Blog Talk Radio.
Are you there, Matt?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me all?
I can now.
Can the people in the chat room hear me?
They should be able to.
Okay, because it said I got disconnected.
Oh. Well, I can hear you, so you should be on.
Okay, I'm sorry. Happy Sabbath, and welcome to I'm with... Oh, there we go. That must have been a Blog Talk Radio this time, and not me. Happy Sabbath to you all. Welcome to the first show of October 2010 for I'm with Stupid. I'm one of your hosts, the Matt Man, emanating live from the Palatial Digs in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting right next to me, just 664 miles to my west-southwest, is the ever-impressible J-Man.
Hola, bitches. This is the J-Man, coming to you live from my luxurious studios here in Redneckville, Arkansas. How are you doing today, Matt?
Well, I'm fine. I keep getting this erroneous message from Blog Talk Radio. It concerns the chat room, so if that's the only problem, I'm doing fine. And I'll just go chat roomless today.
Now, you should be able to get back in the chat room now. That was my mistake.
What?
I was getting into the chat room using my other BTR account, my regular one, my listener account, and I was signed in under the show's name, so when I tried to sign in, it said, there's another user using that name, and you can't, and so it disconnected both of us. So now you should be able to get back in.
I'm back in, and I'd like to say, and I want the entire audience of 50,000 people to recognize that for once. It was not my fault.
It was not.
Okay.
It, in fact, was somebody else's fault.
Who shall be nameless.
Yep.
So, what are we talking about today, Jay?
Well, first of all, it's cold here. I just have to say that. It is downright cold here. It's like, temperature's like 38 degrees when I got up this morning. I had to put on socks. No pants, of course.
Of course. Just like how you went to bed.
Yeah, just like an old man, I had to put socks on. And I was thinking about even putting gloves on for a while there. My hands were so cold. It's ridiculous.
I know. You probably look like FDR sitting there on your couch with a shawl on your legs, didn't you?
Exactly. Exactly. So, hey, Matt.
Yes.
I hear that we have both a website for this show and a Facebook fan page. Is this true?
And you would be correct, and quite obvious. We do have a website now. It's I'mWithStupid1.blogspot.com. Once again, that's I'm with stupid, the number one, dot one, dot, or I'm with stupid one, dot blogspot.com. And we keep it updated as often as we can, like today. You can go today and check out some pictures of some of the topics we're going to talk about, you know, because radio should be visual, not only audio. And if
exactly.
you go to and if you go to J-Man's website, Cynical Bastard, or mine, Bagwine Ruminations, or, as I said, the I'm with Stupid site itself, you'll also find a link to our Facebook fan page. And we'd appreciate it if you'd stop by and like us, even if you don't. So
exactly. Yeah, we have 75. We have 75 fans on our fan page already. I'm a little surprised by this, but I didn't know we'd have that many. I was looking through the list, and I'm pretty sure I'm just going to consider most of them groupies. I'm sure they don't consider themselves that, but
I was
will.
Hoping to more consider them gropies.
Excellent. Oh, and by the way, folks, it's not my style to ask for things or to criticize or anything like that, but, don't be shy about sending a fan page suggestion to all your friends, everyone who's liked our page. Now, I know that you're busy sending out 8,378 Mafia requests and Farmville requests today, but I think you could squeeze in one little I'm with Stupid fan page request, don't you?
I think you could, at least one.
At least
send
one.
Them to people you don't like just to tie up their time on Facebook.
Right. And if you hate the show, you should especially send them to people you don't like, because
exactly.
you'll think it'll piss them off. So, there's that.
So with that out of the way, and I'm sure we'll mention that again before we leave. And
well, the next, and it's also Hispanic Heritage Month and Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that. And during our intensive 12-hour show prep meeting we had Thursday night, I think we knew going into the show that with the large audience we have and those two topics, it was only best to combine them due to time constraints.
Excellent planning.
Yes. So, while it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month and it is also Hispanic Heritage Month, on this show today, when we get to it, we're just going to combine the two topics and talk about Hispanic Breast Awareness Month.
Excellent. Of course, I am aware of Hispanic breasts most of the year, but some people aren't. So we need to call their attention to them.
Exactly. They're spicy, they're round, they're migrating northward, which is good for a breast, and unusual as you get older, because usually they migrate south.
Yeah.
And
so I think that go ahead.
Oh, no, and I was going to say, Jay, if you go onto our website, imwithstupidone.blogspot.com, you'll see a little sampling of our Jay and I's favorite Latina breasts.
Including? Salma Hayek?
Including Salma Hayek. The other chick's name, who I can't pronounce.
Sofia Vergara.
Thank you.
Sofia Vergara.
Yeah. And, of course, my favorite Hispanic chick, Heidi Montaguterres. And then our favorite Hispanic boob of all time, Eric Estrada.
Exactly. And, of course, you know, I think that the best way for us to celebrate Hispanic Breast Awareness Month would be for all of the Hispanic ladies out there to send us pictures of their breasts. That way we can be aware of them I mean, we can celebrate this great month.
Or
and,
even show up.
Well, actually, I was thinking that you don't even really have to be Hispanic. I mean, we're all Hispanic during Hispanic Heritage Month, right? So all women could just send them. Because we don't want anybody left out.
Well, exactly. We all descended. We're all in the same gene stream at some point. We all have evolved and or devolved from the house of Jacob, the house of Isaac, the house of Montezuma.
Exactly. So
and
I think
if you
that,
want to show up personally, it'd always be nice to take a little taste of the culture and the breasts.
Could be. In fact, you don't even have to call first. Just come on over.
Exactly. We have one other topic we'd like to get to. Hispanic culture, it has a lot of culinary traditions. And, and breasts are always fun to eat, too. So we thought maybe... we would talk about creative cuisine. And by creative, we were thinking creative in quotation marks. I mean, a lot of times, I don't know about you, Jay, but a lot of times the old schmoopster and I, we're low on money.
Bye, Schmoopy.
Bye, Schmoopy.
And sometimes we have to just find whatever's in the cabinet and throw something together. And it leads to sometimes good, sometimes kind of interesting things.
And of course, when you live on people have bills to pay and have a limited income, sometimes they just have to be a little more creative about making dinners to keep it from getting boring. You know, you don't want to get into a rut where you have the same thing all the time.
Exactly. I hear that a lot from women.
This is true.
And let me tell you, Jay, hey, guess what? And let me tell the audience, if you go to our website, imwithstupidone.blogspot.com, you'll see some pictures of some fantastic creative recipes that I've made over the last couple years, things like hot dog helper, chicken shit, which is a classic, and I'll tell you what, that is really good. And if you want the recipes for any of those things that you see on there, and you're Hispanic, just come on by and I'll give you the recipe. And,
well, it's funny you should mention chicken shit and Hispanic, because when we were talking about this,
well, you are in chicken processing country, aren't you?
Yes, I am, and it just so happens that I got to tour a processing plant, a company I don't think I'll say the name, but it's a company
ahead.
That makes little Swanson's. Anyway, they make the TV dinners, right? The little chicken and turkey TV dinners. You got the little chicken, the gravy, the mashed potatoes, and the little mixed vegetables. Well, I got the opportunity to tour one of their plants over in Fayetteville. And it was the
most... Was this a prison release program?
It was the most traumatic experience of my food life, I believe. We started out where I guess the obvious place to start, and that's with the kill line. When they brought the chickens in on the truck, and they would yank them, and they have them in the little cages, and they'd grab them out of the cage, and they hang them upside down on a hook, and they would.
Where did they put the hook?
The hook is hanging from the ceiling. It's on the little assembly line thing. It's moving along, and as it would move along, people grab it and cut the chicken's throat. And, of course, the chicken would be, you know, the wings would be flapping and you'd making all kinds of noise and be crapping all over everybody and everything. And it made such a mess that they were hosing down the cement floor every couple of minutes. So everybody's standing in there with, rain boots on, and it was very, very cold in there. And the blood and guts.
It wasn't much fun for the chicken either.
No, it wasn't. And, of course, blood and guts is getting all over. Yeah, everybody's wearing a white coat and goggles and hairnet and a mask and the big gloves, and they've got chicken crap all over them. And so then it goes in from there. It goes into this area where the chicken gets lowered down into this machine that chops the head off and removes the head. And then people are sticking vacuums up that opening there to suck some of the guts out. And then it gets bad. And then they go into the line where they're deboning the chicken, and they're ripping off all the feathers, and they've got these very, very sharp knives. While we were there, some guy cut his hand open. They did not stop the line. They did not do anything other than just hose down the blood. This was 1994, so, I mean.
Well, there's nuggets to make, Jay. There's a demand.
So all the bones
Ronald
go
will
in.
Will not be denied.
True. You know, I went to college with the guy who, the son of the guy who sold the chicken nugget idea to McDonald's. Spoiler
really?
Brat. Anyway. Oh, yeah. Anyway. Anyway, so then they take all the bones and the guts and all that stuff, and they would throw it over into one area where they would make the chicken stock and the gravy. And then all the meat would go down this. Well, it wasn't very pretty. No, they had actually they'd gone vampire on the chicken and drained the blood.
Oh, that's good.
And then the meat gets thrown into like this river of hot water, and it runs all the way down where it's collected, and they cook it all, and then drain it, and they mash the meat into these long tubes, dark meat and white meat together, as it should be.
Oh. There's a word you're going to use pretty soon, I think. And then extrude it.
Exactly.
That is
and
one of the nastiest words in the English language. Because I just see this shit coming out of a long tube. But I digress.
Exactly.
Continue. I'm sorry.
That's exactly what it is. The tube is sitting above the assembly line. The tray is coming along, and it stops underneath it, and it pushes the tube of old chicken down just about a quarter inch, like it's taking a dump. And then a blade whoosh, cuts it off, and it flops down to the plate. And then it all moves down, and they've got the mashed potatoes and the gravy and the veggies they put in there. And then they, you know, the only people in the entire place that are not covered with chicken stuff are the people at the very end who are just packaging up the finished product. So while we're there, and here's the real kicker, while we're there, the horn goes off for lunch, right? They shut down the line, and everybody goes to lunch. And they served free lunch to everybody who worked there. All these people in their little white coats covered with chicken crap and whatever, go into the little lunchroom. Well, not some of them brought their own lunch, but most of them go in there. And there, lined up for them to grab, is a TV dinner, the exact TV dinners they're making. And they grab them and go over to the little benches and sit down and eat that stuff after making it.
And how was it?
It was delicious. Are you kidding? I couldn't. They offered us lunch, and we're all like, no, we're good.
It kind of reminds me of a scene out of Napoleon Dynamite. When they go to the egg farm and do the chickens. Oh, my God. Oh, this is disgusting.
And Kim asked us if they don't take off their coats. No, it was actually, this is during the wintertime, and it was actually pretty cold, and I guess they were just trying to stay warm. And
nor would they probably want to, even if it was summer.
Probably so. I mean, well, you know, I guess convincing yourself to put that coat back on would actually be pretty difficult to do.
They are disposable coats, correct? Please tell me they are.
At the end of the day, they would.
Or did
throw
they have their names on them?
They had their names on them.
Hank, Betty.
Sorry about that. I just, yeah, I think I just hit the microphone. Sorry about that. folks. Anyway, they had their names on them and everything. They would take them at the end of the day, and it's just like the work clothing service, like Centus or somebody like that. You know, they threw them in the little bag, you know, and they got sent off to be cleaned, and they grabbed a new coat the next day. But
oh, that's nice.
Anyway, so I thought I thought everybody would enjoy that. So
I
now let's
everyone...
talk about food, people.
I enjoyed it thoroughly, and I have nothing to top that. That's for sure. I mean, I worked at Hardee's all through high school, and we had nothing like that.
Oh.
It was kind of like a 5-star restaurant as far as
exactly
cleanliness.
I worked at pizza joints full of guys who were usually drunk all night, and we still did better than that, keeping things clean.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, that was, you know, I haven't had too many kitchen disasters because throughout most of my years of being a bachelor, I just focused on, you know, TV dinners and stuff like that, which you could eat, you know, right off the little tray with a plastic fork, standing there over the sink, and then when you're done, throw it in the trash and keep the kitchen clean.
Well, that's good. I mean, I've had a lot. I haven't had too many kitchen disasters. I'm a pretty good cook, and that comes from 14 years with a wife who, didn't like to cook, didn't like to clean, didn't like to do anything. And but I do have one disaster. And like I said, if you go to our website, and thanks, Dana, for pointing out that I got the website wrong. It's imwithstupidradio1.blogspot.com. That's imwithstupidradio1.blogspot.com.
That's what you get for making it too complicated.
Oh, God. I am dying here with two blog sites. Hot Dog Helper, that was a hit. Everything's been a hit, but I did have I like to do a lot of things in the crock pot because I have a theory that there's nothing that can't be made in the crock pot that you make, you know, normally. Although I know a lot of you aren't fans of liver. I happen to be a fan of liver.
That is disgusting.
But one night I tried to cook liver in the crock pot. It turned out like mad cow soup. It was the most disgusting thing I have ever eaten. And ladies and gentlemen, I went ahead and ate it because I hate to waste food. I didn't eat the whole thing. I ate as much as I could keep down. It was not good. So that's the one culinary travesty on my record. It was just awful.
It sounds awful. I bet you had to throw that crock pot out.
Well, Smoopy wanted me to throw it out.
Bye, Smoopy.
Bye, Smoopy.
But I didn't because I have like 3 crock pots, and I'm just a crock pot freak, and I get attachments to things.
Well, you know, I like crock pots too. I like just throwing stuff in there and letting it go all day. You can make soups and stews in crock pots easily. So they're very, very handy to have around.
Meth cooks good in the crock pot too. And it gives
that's
it that
what
way.
I hear.
Yeah,
that's
a little
what
liquid
I hear.
With smoke. It not only does you upright, it tastes good too.
And that's why if you actually find a crock pot in a thrift store, you don't dare buy it. Because
exactly.
It was probably sold for $2 by a crackhead. Oh, hey,
it could have been used as... Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it wasn't really funny, so go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to ask you a question. You know, sometimes in the middle of the night when I'm sleeping, and I'm sleeping soundly, just, you know, snoozing away, I wake up when I hear this.
This is Rachel Rain. You better wake up. It's time to eat again.
Do you
does
wake
that ever
up
happen to you?
No.
Has it ever
and if it did, if it did, I would stick hot knitting needles. Whoa, that's tough to say. Hot knitting needles in my eyes.
I thought you were going to say in your nuts.
Oh. Yeah, but you're nice for her, don't you?
Yeah, well, you know, the idea of waking up and her being right next to me and saying, hey, it's time to eat again. I don't know. I do lose my appetite a little bit, but I've always been a fan.
Of course you have. She talks to way too much for me. And in case the audience didn't get who that was Food Network's, well, and since it's Hispanic Heritage Month, that was Food Network's Rachel Reyoso.
Oh, wait, I hit the wrong one.
Yum. Oh.
Oh, gosh.
You know,
oh,
the switchboard
God,
doesn't look complicated.
I used to watch her. I couldn't take it anymore.
So, our number is 661-244-9852. If anybody would like to call in and tell us about their wonderful, horrible creations, feel free to.
Or if there's a Hispanic that of whom you would like to see their breasts.
Exactly. If any Hispanics would like to call in and talk about their breasts.
Or tell us to get the hell off the air.
Or tell us how much we suck, either way. But oh, I do have a little hors d'oeuvre that I thought I would tell people about, and I think you would probably enjoy this.
Right.
Enjoy, I mean, you're going to think it's gross. But you can take little Vienna sausages.
Oh, God.
And you can take biscuits, and you can wrap the little biscuit around the Vienna sausage, put them in the oven, cook them up, and you have little Vienna sausage biscuits for hors d'oeuvres, and you can dip them in, like, you know, pizza sauce or something like that if you like.
Yellow mustard.
And you could do it. Pretty yummy little hors d'oeuvre. I know a lot of people like to, you know, put out real effort when they make hors d'oeuvres, do things like jalapeno poppers and sliders and stuff like that, but, you know, great value Vienna sausage, 37 cents. Can of biscuits, 50 cents. There you go.
Or if you had sanity and taste buds, you could just use the little Franks and put them in biscuits rather than those god-awful, probably...
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. Same thing. Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe someday we should tour the Vienna sausage plant. I bet that would be fascinating.
I think Vienna sausages are what actually started World War I. People said no more.
Hey, in the chat
for you people.
In the chat room, Evil Twin's wife wanted to pimp her side blog for a decent, easy meal ideas, and that is...
She does a lot of crock-potting, too, as I know.
Yes. etwrecipepage.blogspot.com. So everybody go out to that site and check out her recipes. I bet they're yummy.
And from what I know about Evil Twin's wife, a crock-pot is probably best for her because, you know, she falls asleep after the wine for 4 hours, and the... And the food cooks, and then she gets up, and it's all ready to go.
It does make things a little easier. Throw everything in the crock pot, drink some wine, sleep it off, wake up. You know, you can't burn stuff in the crock pot, so it's okay if it's a little late.
Exactly.
But I think that she doesn't do pork. I believe I remember that she doesn't do pork. I remember her saying that she was looking for more recipes and said no pork, and I was like, well, I don't think I can help you.
I bet she wears a burqa, too.
Yeah, I hope not. And a shout-out in the chat room to Sweet Pea, if everybody knows who that is, seeing clearly in there. She doesn't do pork either, but she has another reason for it. She said, here's some of my recipes. Well, I don't really have too many recipes. I do a lot of soups and stews. You know, like in fact, to celebrate this show, just last night I did a chicken stew. You know, just tossed the cans of vegetables in there, the carrots, the peas, the green beans, the corn.
Yeah,
diced
I know
tomatoes.
What vegetables are.
Yeah. And, of course, a couple of cans of green chilies to give it a little kick.
Oh, there you go.
Exactly. Oh, which reminds me, you know, these mommy blogger types, I don't remember who it was. It doesn't matter who it was, but they were doing it. They were on Twitter or whatever talking about how they went to the farmer's market and bought all these fresh vegetables and spent the whole day cleaning them and shucking them and chopping and you know, making to make beef stew for their family and said, oh, I could have used canned vegetables, but this is so much fresher and healthier. And, you know, if you don't use this, then you don't love your family as much as they do. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
No reason to go to that kind of effort and knock yourself out all day. Just use the canned stuff. Hell, even just grab a bag of frozen vegetables and throw it in a crock pot and some chicken broth in there and you've made soup.
There you go.
Simple stuff for a simple guy.
And I use frozen vegetables all the time. Canned's just as good. I'm not picky. It is what it is. That's the motto I live by.
Exactly. Let's see. Oh, and of course you can also, you were talking about some of your hamburger helper creations. You can also just take a little thing of 39-cent mac and cheese and a pound of hamburger meat, throw some Cavender seasoning, maybe some taco or chili seasoning in there, mix it all together. You've got about four, five chili mac meals, just like that.
I agree. In fact, I think everyone should keep taco seasoning on hand, just the little packs. You can get them for nothing. I put them in my burgers. I put them in my casseroles. It's like an Aztecian explosion in your mouth when you do that.
Yep. And, of course, boo to Taco Bell for no longer having their little sauce packs out there where they have the napkins and everything. You have to ask for them because it used to be that you could grab like a sack full of those things and keep them in the drawer so that when you made meals like cheesy mac and hamburger, you could squirt some of the Taco Bell red sauce into it to kick it up a notch. Now you have
to ask for
extra.
Yeah, you know how sneaky those Hispanics are. And they're just trying to keep the white man down again.
They sneak into the country, and they continue to be sneaky. Yeah.
Exactly. I bet they're exporting the stuff back to Mexico. Hey, you got tastes. This stuff's great.
That's true, because they don't eat that down there.
Exactly.
I hate to ruin that for some people, but Taco Bell is not Mexican food. So, 661-244-9852. Matt,
come
do you have
on,
any other
caller.
Do you have
Let's
any
have
other
a
culinary
caller.
Creations? Do you have any other creations you'd like to tell us about, Matt?
Let's see. We covered hot dogs. I'll tell you what, hot dog helper was really good, and I caught a lot of crap about this. It was one winter day last January, and we were snowed in big time, and I had a box of hot dog or hamburger helper, and we had no hamburger, and I wasn't going out to the grocery, so I used hot dogs instead. It was a hash brown hamburger helper. And I added sautéed onions, tomatoes, sour cream, and it came out great. I roasted the hot dogs first. There's always options. That's another thing I live my life by. You can always do that.
It's always options. Right. Well, actually, I guess that sounds okay.
There's pictures on the website. There is pictures on the website, Jay.
Yeah.
And you know what that website is?
It's the I'm with Stupid Radio 1.com. www.blogspot.com.
That's right.
And that's, of course, the number one.
And exactly. And you also find pictures of Sofia Vergara. Salma Hayek.
And, you know, I think people could probably go to our Facebook fan page and see a link to that blog, don't you think?
I think they could.
They could. And then they could join our fan page and then send that page suggestion out to all their friends. And then their friends
exactly.
could send it out to all their friends.
And you know what
and
else
we'll
they
be
could
the,
do?
What else could they do?
They could call in to 661-244-9852 and say, hola.
They could.
They could, but they won't.
So, while we're waiting here, I need to call some people out on the old food front.
You do that.
And, you know, it's not my style to judge. I'm a live and let live kind of guy, right? Whatever your lifestyle is or whatever you do, where you know, I'm fine with it. I'm perfectly fine with it.
You're
a libertarian. You're not hurting anybody. Exactly.
You're a free thinker.
But I just want to throw this out there. People who do not put beans in their chili are not right. That's not normal behavior, people.
It's not.
I've run into these people entirely too often who say, oh, no beans in the chili. No, wrong. The beans must be in the chili. Sometimes several different kinds of beans. Right, Matt?
I do a 5-bean chili. I change them up every once in a while. But I agree. If there are no beans, it's not chili. If you just have meat and tomato, whatever, it's beef stew. That's what it is. It's beef soup, actually. No, you got to have beans for chili. And if you don't, you're un-American. And you probably favor that mosque in downtown New York City.
Right in the dead middle of Ground Zero. Right in the middle
of
it.
Exactly. And you don't even use bread with your so-called beanless chili. You probably dip a falafel in it. Oh, my God. This is just upsetting.
Getting a little outraged here.
Yeah, I am. I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Actually, I think that was a little
spare
more.
Spare me the phony outrage.
Well,
we have. I just want. We have a breaking news. Breaking news: Ray Rice is active for Baltimore today. For all you fantasy football players out there, and of course, I'm talking about me because I have Ray Rice on my team.
You know, that's kind of funny because I've pretty much given up on my team this year. I had two good runs, and it's come to an end this year.
The eager Beavers are not looking too eager, I'll be honest.
No, they're not. I have people on my team that I don't even know who the hell they are.
Well, you have Percy Harvin and his chronic headaches.
No, I dropped him because of that. Because he was giving me a constant headache.
Okay, hey, we have a caller.
Oh, yay.
Go ahead. We have a caller. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Jay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Dour Mike.
It's Mike.
And what did we do wrong this week, Mike?
I just sent both you guys an email with some pictures about something to eat.
I don't know if I want to see that.
Yeah, you do. We're going way back to the beginning of the show when you guys were talking about Hispanic boobs. This is a very, very good one. It's very artistic.
Oh, I'm not into art. Well, I have to say, this is very artistic. You're right. I'm checking my email right now. You are an art connoisseur, my friend.
Do you think? You would eat that, right?
Well, I would nibble on it.
This isn't a picture of Art Linkletter, is it? Because if it is, that's just sick.
It's a picture of B. Arthur.
Oh, my God. That's even worse. I'd rather see Art Linkletter naked. Look, it's about the same thing. And then there's Maud. Oh, my God.
I see in the chat room, Kimmy's talking about how she's been introduced to hot water cornbread, and she's in love with it. You know, Kimmy, you can spice that cornbread up a little bit with some jalapenos, a little Mexican cornbread. That's pretty yummy stuff, too.
I was introduced to hot water cornbread one night. Of course, that was a street name of some black chick I found in the alley. So.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Jay, you still there?
Yeah, I knew that was coming. Just couldn't stop it. So, Mike, you got any big culinary...
I'm about as culinary as White Castle. That's pretty much my culinary.
Well, I'm a big fan of sliders, absolutely.
I am,
especially
too.
When you're drunk. Oh, man, that's good drunk food right there, going back to last week.
It's the best.
Yep.
Fills you up, tastes good.
I like eating food. I don't like making it.
So you're what everyone calls a customer.
That's it.
ladies and gentlemen.
The girls call me
it's
that
a passive
too.
Experience. Well, thanks for calling, Mike.
Oh, my God. I'm going to write this down. Mike's laughing.
It happens sometimes.
Are you kidding? Mike is dying here. That's as hard as he laughs. He's rolling on the floor, man.
Oh, yeah. That's as animated as he gets.
Well, I had to call in. I didn't want this show to go by colorless.
No, we can't have that.
No. That was
so
awesome.
It's time for somebody else to call in.
Well,
Dana.
You make it sound like a telethon.
Yes. It's Jerry Lewis.
Would you accept? You would accept money, wouldn't you?
Of course.
Yeah.
Large and small bills.
Hey, Mike.
Yo.
Are you getting ready to hang up?
Pretty much.
Okay.
You can
before
hit
the button. Before you do, could you say? Come on, ladies and gentlemen. These guys need your help. Call in.
I reiterate what Mattman just said.
Thank God.
All right. Later.
Thanks for calling, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. I love the Mike man.
Okay. Well, you know what time it is, Matt?
Hold on. Yes, what? Oh, my God, not already.
Now, that's a little too long, to be honest with you. I have to cut that down.
I don't know. It's
anyway.
Kind of exciting.
It is time for our football picks, and we've changed things up on our football picks, haven't we, Matt?
Yes, we have. We're only going to do four games a week, and hopefully say something clever about each game. And we'll find out if we're successful in that. Jay, I do, I want to tell you, as always, we do have a sponsor. Today's picks are brought to us by a new restaurant chain owned by our fave Latino, who played an Italian highway patrolman, Francis Pajarella, Eric Estrada, owner of the new Mexican-Italian eateries, Poncherello's Taco Bella. Now, his bistros offer such faves as spaghetti tacos, refried lasagna, pancho veal parmigiana. So we want you all to Veracruz on in and go roaming around the all-you-can-eat salad bar and make sure to take a big Taguchi Galpa of our house wine and the restaurant service is so quick you'll manjo pronto, and the food, it's so good it should be illegal. Ladies and gentlemen, our picks are brought to you once again by Eric Estrada's Poncherello's Taco Bella.
Nobody else may be laughing at that, but I am. Let me tell you.
I am too.
That's good stuff. So you can either take shots of tequila or shots of limoncello.
Exactly. Oh my God. Go ahead, Jay. Please.
Well, I'll tell you what, we've got a caller. Let's just take the call here real
okay.
quick. What do you say?
We'll take the call.
859, you're on, Sweet Pea.
Or Shock of
Limoncello. Well, how did you know that it was me?
I just know. I just sensed it. I just felt all warm and tingly and full of love, and I knew it was you.
Well, I get my moments slipped by without calling in and saying hello to everybody. How's everybody doing?
Wonderful.
How's everybody doing?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hi, Dina.
Couldn't say hi to her in the chat room. Had to call in to say hi to her, did you?
Well, you know, since Dana always wants to hog you to herself online, I thought that, you know, I would come on and say, Dana, I got you this time.
Hey, there's enough of me to go around. I know you don't like to share, but.
That's right, Dana. I am number one. I love Dana. But anyway, good show. I didn't get to make it on the last couple of weeks, so I was glad that I got to get on again this week and talk to you all and everything. But y'all quit making fun of Rachel Ray. I love her. She's great.
Yum.
Rachel.
But anyway.
We don't make fun of Rachel Ray. She makes fun of herself.
But anyway, that's what I want to say. Good show and all that good stuff. And, yeah, I'm never eating meat again. Thank you, Jay.
I know. I feel bad about that because you already couldn't eat pork, and now I've eliminated chicken from your diet. I'm sorry.
Chicken
wow.
and turkey now and anything else, I'm through. So anyway, I just wanted to say hello to everybody, and I will talk to you all later. Shalom.
Shalom. Thanks for calling.
Dar es Salaam.
All right. All right, that was great. So we'll go back to our football picks now.
All right. What you got up right. first there, J-Man?
First game is I've got New England at Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And keeping with our theme here, it being Hispanic Breast Awareness Month, and, of course, we know that there are lots of beautiful Hispanic breasts in Miami. So I'm taking New England.
Yeah.
But I do wish I was in Miami on the beach.
You're Mr. Irony, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Well, here, I'm going to put a little wrench in. Wrench? Wrench. I don't know what a wrench is, but
it's a wrench you have for lunch.
Exactly. I'll tell you what. I like Miami. I actually do. But I think I'm going with New England because there is going to be so many East Coast Jews in that stadium that night.
Oh, God, here we go.
Cheering the Patriots on. You know, East Coast Jews, that's where they go to die, and they're going to be out there looking for New England to win.
You know, when New York Knicks play against the Miami Heat, I always love to watch the game because the 19,000-seat stadium has 17,000 New York Knicks fans in Miami. It's always wonderful.
Exactly.
Okay. So what's the next game here, Matt?
Okay. Both my games are from the AFC North this week. The first one is Cincinnati and Cleveland, a big intrastate rivalry here in Ohio.
Absolutely. And I think we wanted to kind of honor Cincinnati a little bit here this week with a couple of their most famous residents. And the first one, of course, is the late, great Nipsey Russell, TV's poet laureate, who we all loved back in the day of the Dean Martin celebrity roasts and Laugh-In and shows like that. And so I thought I would honor Nipsey Russell with a quick little poem for this game.
Well, by God, you go right ahead.
Okay. In Ohio, two teams will do battle. They will clash so hard the stadium will rattle. The loser's fans will surely throw a fit, but no one outside the state will give a shit.
That was very Russell-esque. That was really good.
Okay. Not bad. I'm going to take Cincinnati in that game.
You know, you can throw the two records out when these two titans meet, but I'll go with Cincinnati. The funny thing about Cincinnati and Cleveland, both cities are pissed off because neither of them are the biggest city in Ohio anymore. So I call it the Grumpy Bowl.
But Cincy has another famous resident you wanted to mention too, didn't you?
The lovely Uber Hot with the almost the bluest eyes in the world, Carmen Electra.
And wonderful Hispanic breasts that she has also.
Exactly. Electra
At least they're famous, they're Hispanic today. I don't really know if she's Hispanic or not.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Okay, also from the AFC North, I've got the Ravens and the Steelers there, J-Man.
You know, this is a tough one to come up with anything interesting about because it's Pittsburgh and Baltimore. And the only thing I could really come up with was to compare the two was Baltimore was the setting for the greatest TV show ever, The Wire, and Pittsburgh is where Mr. Rogers' neighborhood was.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Mr. Rogers would fit in The Wire very well, so I'm going to go with Baltimore here.
Okay, I'm going with the Steelers, and I was thinking it would be a fun party afterwards because Roethlisberger and Ray Lewis could go out after the game. You know, Ben could pick up some chicks, and then if he didn't like them, Ray could beat the shit out of them. So, you know.
Or have his friends kill him. Exactly.
There you go. We'll call it the Black and Blue Bowl.
And our last game, thank God, is Seattle at St. Louis. And again, there's not much to say about these two places other than Mike lives in St. Louis. Yeah. I'm going to go with Seattle because Seattle is overrun with really, really cute little Asian girls. And by little, I mean petite, not underage. Just thought I'd make that perfectly clear before people get a little too carried away.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. When I got an email from you and said this was one of your games, I went, what the hell? I didn't know St. Louis had a baseball team still, let alone a football team. And I'm going, oh, my God. I said, how am I going to pick this? So, yeah, I have to go with Seattle as well.
Well, you have to because St. Louis really sucks. And their football team isn't very good either. So there's our football picks for this week. And speaking of baseball, congratulations to your Reds for winning the Central Division.
I am a casual Reds fan, and that's only out of proximity. But come on, it's been 15 years. Let's see some new blood in there. I think it doesn't matter. If they're going to play the Phillies or the Giants, they're going to get discarded.
Probably so.
But that's okay.
I'm looking forward to tomorrow morning. I expect the Cardinals to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month by firing Tony La Russa.
There you go. That'd be nice.
And finally,
he could get a job at Eric Estrada's new restaurant.
Yes, he could. So we have 3 minutes left, so I guess it's time to start wrapping it up. We want to do our usual shout-outs. Do you have any special shout-out this week?
Let's see. I would like to give one shout-out anyway. Well, maybe one and a half. I'd like to give a shout-out to Ina. Some of you who read her blog site, Desert Rat, if you go back to imwithstupidradio1.blogspot.com, you will see that she is our initial I'm with Stupid Hot Smart Babe of the Week, and she celebrates a birthday on Tuesday, October 5th, and she's a sweetheart. And also, when the show concludes, I have to move some furniture from Schmoop's brother's house.
Bye, Schmoopy.
Bye, Schmoopy.
And bring it back here. And a guy I work with, Pizza Bill, is going to help me move it in. So that's what I got to. I love him. So you go ahead right now, Jay.
Well, I just want to do the usual shout-outs to Annie and Burrow Live every Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio. Great show, talking about all kinds of different topics. And they were doing some football picks of their own, and it was interesting, their picks, to tell you. And then, of course, a shout-out to Dr. Anonymous every Thursday at 9 p.m., mostly about health issues there. And then on Saturdays, when he's available, he and Warrior Cat will host the Saturday show where they talk about all different topics. And 90 seconds, we got to hurry. And, of course, on Mondays at 10 p.m. is Music on the Couch with Vinny Bond and his musical guests. Always interesting, always good guests. If you're into that kind of thing. So, there we go.
If you like music. All right.
If you like music. So, there we go. That's all I've got. Anything else you want to add before we go?
Just one last thing, Jay.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
That they are. All right, folks. That's it for us. We thank everybody who was in the chat room, everybody listening, everybody's live streaming, everybody who listens in the archives. Listen in the archives 4, 5, 6 times. It's great. Just play it over and over and over. Tell your friends to also. So, goodbye, everybody.
outside on a summer day, chatting with my messmates, passing time away, lying in the shadows underneath the trees. Goodness, how delicious, eating blueberry peas. Peas, 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 eating blueberry peas. Goodness, how delicious, eating blueberry peas. Just before the battle, the general hears a row. He says the Yanks are coming, I hear the rifles now. He turns around in wonder, and what do you think he sees? The Tennessee militia, eating goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. The Tennessee militia, eating goober peas. I think my song has lasted almost long enough. The subject's interesting, but the rhymes are mighty rough. I wish this war was over and free from rags and fleas. We kiss our wives and sweethearts and gobble goober peas. Peas, 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 eating goober peas. We kiss our wives and sweethearts and gobble goober peas.